To build a successful business is not that difficult. You can do it just the way you are, actually. You don't need to change you. Actually, you're fine. Welcome to the Self-Made Millionaire Podcast, the home for the ambitious, outcome-driven individual who wants to leave their past behind and create their next million. If that's you, you have found your place. If someone has confidence, they act confidently, other people see them as confident, and it reinforces that they're confident, so they act more confident. Reinforcing systems are the only way to go exponential. So a reinforcing system is something where the output of the system feeds back into the system and creates more output. On this episode, I'll share with you the next three exponential thinking models. These are incredible and they'll blow you away. These changed my life. These are the next three of 27. I've already shared the first three. These are the next three. And when I learned how to think exponentially, everything changed. Like, before I got this training from a billionaire, I had no idea of how to think or how to be as a business person. And so these secrets were part of the dramatic shift that allowed me to go from struggling to making a few million to finally breaking through two eight-figure companies in under 7 years. And so the fourth secret is the fourth thinking model, rather. It's a thinking model. It's a way to think, is to understand the Matthew effect. And the Matthew effect simply states, the more you get, the more you get. And, it comes from a verse in the Bible. And so the Matthew effect says, those who are rich will get even more riches. This is, paraphrase. And those that even have little, what they little they have will be taken away. And so understanding this is that there's this idea of the law of attraction out there. But actually, it's quite functional. Inequality is everywhere. So if you think about this, other people see them as confident and it reinforces that they're confident, so they act more confident, right? And so when you think about money, if someone's able to have some money, then they're able to invest in a really good education, right? If they're able to invest in a really good education, then they get to get even more knowledge. If they're able to get that knowledge, they're able to make more money. Then if they're able to make more money, they're able to put their money into smart places. When opportunities come across, they get further and further ahead. Their children come into a world where their parents are able to give them money and good education and good food. So that family gets further and further and further ahead, you see? And then the opposite happens if someone, doesn't have money, and then all of a sudden they have very little, so they can't afford extra for the education and everything else. Therefore, they become further and further and further behind because someone else gets what they missed out on. Does that make sense? Put it a different way. If you think about it with followers on social media, if someone has 100,000 followers and they put out an average post, they're going to get so many likes, a percentage of likes and a percentage of shares and a percentage of extra follows from those shares, right? Now, the same person has 1,000 followers, they put out the same average normal post, and the percentage is going to be so much lower. And so the people who have some, they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and the inequality just keeps on changing. See, everything goes to the few. And this is what's so fascinating about the Matthew effect, is that inequality is everywhere. And you must exploit this understanding that literally the more you get, the more you get, the less you have, the less you have. And so the idea of this is to understand that your business is a snowball. It's not going to happen in just one thing, right? It's not going to be one big move. It's a snowball. You allow yourself to get some success. Now, where I see this the most in my business is, right, if you can get yourself some success, right, let's say you make your first, 30 grand a month, right? So you make 30,000 a month. Well, what that allows you to do is then you get that and you can expand it by getting more people. You can invest in more team and technology, which allows you to maybe make 50,000 a month. Then you do the same thing, 70,000 a month, 80, 90, 100,000 a month. And you just keep doing this until a million a month, 2 million a month. And that's where I'm at, right? And so you just continually do that. And so the Matthew effect is a great principle. And it's why there's inequality. And it's why success is attracted to success, you see. For me now, when I'm out there, starting a podcast like this or doing business, right, I'm investing in the best in the world. And if they say, hey, it's 30 grand to start with me, cool, I pay them 30 grand, right? So you have the money, allows you to get further and further ahead, okay? Anyway, so that's a thinking model. Just to really wrap your head around that you must allow yourself to start winning now, like start getting small wins. The small wins will build on themselves. Whenever I'm helping people start to make their first money online, like make a dollar online, okay? Just go out there, make your first sale, make your first 1,000, right? If you can make 1,000, you just need to do it 1,000 times. That's a million, right? 1,000 thousands is a million. If you have 1,000 customers that all pay you $1,000, that's a million. And so you break that down, you go, okay, well, if people are paying me $1,000 over a year, that's about $80 a month. Okay, so I need 1,000 people to pay me $80 a month. Okay, that's fine. Well, can I get my first 10? Great. Can I get my first 50? Can I get my first 100? It's like, yeah, you can break it down. It's like, well, if they pay me $200 a month, right, or 160 a month, well, then I only need 500 people, not that. And so you start to break it down, but you start with these small wins, and the more you get, the more you get. The more you make, the more you make. Like, the first million is the hardest. So you know, you kind of don't feel it. So you make your first million, and then you don't feel anything. 2 million, 3 million, you don't even notice it now. Oh, you're doing 300,000 a month. And then for me, it was a huge stretch to then really get to, you know, 1 million a month. And then I started to not feel 100K increments anymore. Like 1 million to 1,000,001 didn't make a difference, right? But if you think about that, that's an extra 100K a month, right? Right back at the beginning, that would have been absolutely, like, that was the goal, you know? So just think about that. The Matthew effect is really important. Okay, the next thinking model is the power of the 4%. So the 4%. Now, most of you listening to this will understand the 80-20 principle, or Pareto's principle. And that says that, you know, 20% of the things you do give you 80% of the results. 20% of the food you eat, 80% of the time. 80% of the food you eat, 20% of the time. And this is a proven principle throughout economics. And, you know, it's called the Pareto principle. And it's very, very well known, 80-20. It's not a hard set rule. Like, it's not like it. The weird thing about 80-20 is they made it make up to 100, right? 80 and 20 is 100. So it kind of made it seem really rigid. But what it really means is that there's some things that are way more important than others. But anyway, the 80-20 rule has been proven. Okay, so it's been proven to be there. But what if you did this? And this is what I got taught. I said, well, Chris, well, if 80-20 is true, why don't you 80-20 the 80-20, right? So if 20% of things get you 80% of the results, okay? Well, then if you get 20% of 20%, well, that's 4%. And 80% of 80%, that's 64%. So if 80-20 holds true, 80-20 of 80-20 means 4%. This is why it's called the 4% rule. 4% gives you 64% of the results. And so over half of your results, like two-thirds of your results, nearly, 64, 66 is two-thirds, right? So 64%, two-thirds of all of your results comes from 4% of your activities. And this thinking is all about asking yourself, okay, instead of doing everything, what if I could just find what that 4% is, right? And that 4% of things I know is going to give me 64% of the results. And what if I could just find a way that instead of spending just 4% of the time doing those things, what if I could take my time? And what if I could spend 20% of my time doing those 4% activities, right? Well, that would mean that you're spending 5 times more time doing the 4% activities, which means in mathematics, theoretically, 5 times 64 would mean you'd have 300% results. So all of a sudden, you have 3x your business and you're doing less. And that's a really fascinating thing. You must find the 4%. Whenever I'm working with people, they're always doing so much, you know. So for example, when you're hiring, right, when you're starting out to hire, most people who are out there to hire a new staff member, they go do interviews and they go believe people on their word. I want to tell you this right now, is people will lie and lie and lie on their interview. How they show up in their interview is not how they are 6 months into the job. The easiest way, the 4% of hiring, it's so crazy, the 4% of hiring is to not do hiring. Instead, go to Upwork or freelancer.com where you can see reviews of people's work. You can hire everything from Facebook advertisers to assistants to people to set phone calls to cold call, and you can see what everyone else who they've worked with, you can see all their reviews written on the page, right? And so the 4%, right? Think about that, right? So someone over here, they're doing all this hiring, interview after interview after interview after interview. This person over here just goes and looks on Upwork, finds somebody and goes, look at all their reviews, hires them, gets to know them through just paying them like per project, and then hires them. You see that? So I've just given you that right there, that probably, if you actually are gonna go hire people, I've probably just saved you millions of dollars over your lifetime, right? Like really, if you really think about it, just that one thing. And so whenever I break down someone's business, I'm always going, here's your 4%. And that's why honestly having a business coach is so great. Here's the 4% of that, here's the 4%. Now, when we think about the 4%, okay, if it's true that 80-20 is there for success, would it also be true that 80-20 is there for failure? And what that means is, like really quickly, is that 4% of the things you do are accounting for 64% of the things that are causing failure. And that blows my mind, right? And 4%, okay? And if you're somehow doing that 4% of activities, you know, more than you should, you know, it's nearly counterintuitive to be doing it. And so there's things that you do that literally like ruin people's success. And so, you know, and that's fascinating to me. So when you think about that, we've got to break down number one, like what is the 4% of activities that are going to create success? And what are the 4% of activities that are going to ruin success? Now, the last thing of today, and these are, you know, these are the thinking models 3 through 6 of 27. And if you missed the first three, make sure you go watch that episode about the first three. The last one is understand flywheels or reinforcing systems. Okay. Reinforcing systems are the only way to go exponential. So a reinforcing system is something where the output of the system feeds back into the system and creates more output. So for example, if you have money that earns interest, now there's more money to earn more interest, right? So earns more money, earns more interest. It's a reinforcing system. So, you know, it's exponential, it's compounding. Now, this reinforcing flywheel, and the reason why it's called a flywheel is because, you know, a great book, Jim Collins, you know, Good to Great, he talks about it, says it's a flywheel. Once you get it spinning, it should spin by itself. There's flywheels in your business, and if you don't have flywheels that are allowing your business to grow and grow and grow and grow without you, you're always going to be the one, you know, putting the effort in. So one flywheel is advertising. If you can spend $1 on advertising and that produces you $2, well, now you can put $1.50 back into advertising and keep 50 cents. Right? And so if you can profitably spend on advertising, why people say, Chris, you don't have the, you know, this huge amount of followers online. I say, yeah, that's because what I do is I've got a flywheel over here. And my flywheel is I spend, you know, millions of dollars, like nearly $10 million a year advertising. And this advertising I spend, it brings me back more money, so I spend more money. And I just started with $1 and I started with $100 a day and then $200, right up to, you know, $20,000, $30,000 a day. I put in the money and money comes back. Put in the money comes back. And it reinforces. Another flywheel is team training, right? If you have team training that creates leaders create... And so you see what I'm saying? So there's these flywheels. Anyway, there's a lot of them. And so once I understood this idea that I can actually create reinforcing or flywheel systems in my business, everything changed. And in my life, right? If you want to have a different body shape, a reinforcing system in your body is to put on more muscle, right? If you have more muscle on your body, you burn more calories, then you can work out harder, boom, 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 boom. You just get a flywheel. So flywheels are fantastic things to have. By the way, flywheels, again, they can work both ways. They can work negative and positive. So, hey, look, I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Look, I've got three more, you know, thinking models coming up on the very next episode. And remember, there's 27 of these. These are fascinating to me. The way that you think is going to impact your business more than anything that you can imagine. So remember, these are all in a document that I can send you if you want. You can grab those at any time. So hey, I hope you're enjoying this, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful that you have. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a super conscious entrepreneur and becoming a self-made millionaire, then head over to my website where you can get a free newsletter. You can download my book, You're Not Broken or The Super Conscious Path, ConsciousEducationCompany.com.